Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Gene Dodaro, Comptroller General of the United States. Gene, I have the pleasure to talk to most of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies, branches of the government, and the private sector to achieve mission results. How are you folks at GAO leveraging partnerships and improving management operations?
We're using partnerships in a number of areas. This is very important to make sure we have the broadest perspectives possible and are leveraging our resources through the use of those partnerships. For example, we work very closely with the inspectors general throughout the government on the regular annual audits of financial statements in departments and agencies. They do many of these audits or arrange for them to be done by CPA firms, but we've worked out a joint methodology that's used so that we can use the results of that work in order to help us in determining our audit opinion on the consolidated financial statements of the federal government. We have a similar methodology with the IGs we've worked out in looking at computer security issues across federal government. Our partnerships with the IGs are very important, and we do that consistently. I also have partnerships with the state and local audit community. We work with them very closely in a number of areas. We're contemplating doing some increased work in infrastructure issues, for example, that many of them feel are important at their level. We work, as I mentioned earlier, with OMB in looking at the high-risk areas, and that's a very important partnership. When both GAO and OMB are working on these issues together with the agencies, you can create a lot more synergies to bring about positive changes in the government. I also work on partnerships with my counterparts around the world, heads of national audit offices in other countries. For example, I'm leading a task force on the global financial crisis, and we have 25 countries involved, including China, many of the countries in Europe, and other areas, to look at past crises, what has led to the current situation, what needs to be done going forward, what role can the National Audit Office play in ensuring the prevention of any future crisis that might occur later. I've also been working with the international community as heading up the international organization, National Audit Office's coordination with donor communities. And we've established a partnership. There are about 16 donors around the world that have signed this agreement with us. The purpose is to strengthen the capacity of national audit offices in developing countries, areas where a lot of foreign aid goes in there, but there's not always the strongest accountability mechanisms to ensuring that the aid goes to poverty reduction and to improving economic and social conditions in these countries. So we have the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, European Union, United States, AID has signed on to this agreement along with a lot of the regional banks around the world, including the Islamic Development Bank, the African Development Bank, etc. So those are just some sampling of the partnerships. We also use a lot of advisory groups and to help us in GAO identify issues that are important.
I'd like to talk about that major policy decisions about fiscal policy, the shape and the role of federal government will and should be made by elected officials, as you pointed out. But you also have an interesting insight, if you will, on the role that public managers can play in helping elected officials manage through these challenges. Would you elaborate?
Yes, federal managers really can step up during these period of times and really help elected officials in a number of ways. First is pay attention to the people. Pay attention to the workforce. When there are difficult challenges, the workforce can feel devalued and dispirited when there are difficult changes, and you need to engage the people in the process to help them, you know, to manage the changes, not let the changes manage them going forward. And so trying to work with the workforce. Secondly, is to step up efforts to fix these high-risk or long-standing problems in the agencies that drain resources unnecessarily away from productive means. There are a lot of problems in the management infrastructure of government or opportunities to provide strengthened roles to become more efficient, a better use of technology, and to deal with these, improving the capacity of the governments to meet these challenges and eliminate wasteful activities and unnecessary departures from what would be productive use of resources. So public managers can do a lot in this process, and they can also offer up suggestions and alternative ways of dealing with these issues that can minimize any adverse or unintended consequences because of their deep knowledge of the programs and activities.
Wonderful. Gene, what advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
Public service is a tremendous way to get back to your country. It's the reason that I was drawn to the federal government many years ago. It's why I've stayed in the federal government. It's a very rewarding career, and people should think about pursuing a career in public service at any point in their career. You know, whether they start out as an entry-level person or they come in as a mid-career manager or a senior manager in government, it's very important to be able to do that and to have the perspective to help your country. We're only going to be as good as our public service is going forward to help government carry out whatever missions are given it by our legislatures and by our policymakers. But we need to do the best we can to help make sure that we have the strongest country possible and that we remain, you know, economically strong and can deliver all of our democratic institutions in a way that well serves the American public, not only now, but well into the future.
Wonderful. Gene, I want to thank you for joining me today. It's been a wonderful conversation. But more importantly, I want to thank you for your 30-plus years of service to the country.
Thank you very much, Michael. I've enjoyed being here today. I enjoy public service and look forward to continuing to do my part and to make sure that GAO does its part to help serve the Congress and the country. Thank you very much.
Thanks again. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Gene Dodaro, Comptroller General of the United States and head of the U.S. Government Accountability Office. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.